the covering for the house, did you?
Out of this, what we call roof and tin.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't reckon I seen any of that till after I married and got the stirring out of my own settlement. And I used to want one of them so bad I couldn't understand it, and I'm telling you the truth, I wouldn't have it.
Now you wouldn't have it. Well, what about the things along the edge of the roof to carry the water off the roof? Did they have?
We never did have any trough.
Didn't have it.
It just come off the ground covered.
Yeah. Well, what about outbuildings, like buildings out back? You said that they'd have a smokehouse and all. Yeah. What else would they
have? Well, we never had, I never seen a toilet till I don't know. We just hid behind the bushes or somewhere, I don't know where. It'd be like, my cousin was laughing about, and they was going to Oklahoma, they stopped at a restaurant, an old, one of them old toilets, you know, and said, Yuri, they sat down on it, she did first, I reckon. She began to wet and you hear it, and she said, well, Meg, what is that?
Oh.
She didn't know what.
She didn't know what to say on what?
Oh, we wouldn't hardly, any of us go in, wouldn't hardly go in an old toilet if we could heck it. We all, the woods is always plenty of good enough for us.
Mm-hmm. Well, did people, the ones that they built outside, did they have those? Some people have them built outside?
Oh, yeah, they was. Occasionally you'd run across one that had them. And, of course, in this little old town, there's plentiful, you know, if we ever come to town, well, we got well acquainted with them over here.
Oh, the out.
Yeah, the little old, I can remember very well the first one I ever saw. They liked to never in the world led me up to it.
Well, did they call them privies or what?
Privies.
Mm-hmm.
They called them privies, and I didn't know what a toilet was, but I don't know how old I was, so I don't know anything about a toilet. There's always called privies.
Well, I think you said you had a barn, and what about a place to store your corn? Did you have a place?
Well, they called it a crib. My daddy cut big pine logs. I don't know how. I guess it's this wide when they split wide open. And he hewed the corners, notched them to where they'd fit, and he used these flat part of these logs on the inside, and then he hewed here to where he could put them down. There wouldn't be much of a crack here. And that was crib, and then they had a on the side of our crib was built a call it a seed house.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Palto stored all of his cotton seed and his tobacco.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and, I see, yeah.
And then we had stalls to put the horses in. And lots of people had a cow shed and everything like that, but we didn't. My daddy had homesteaded this place, you see, and just started all of this when he died. We had been renters up till the time, and we just had whatever they had, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you have a place outside the barn where you would put your cows to milk them, where you wanted to?
No, in the wintertime we had places, you know, and feed troughs and everything to feed them and milk them.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's in the spring or summer or before feed time, well, most of the time just milk one, just turn it in a lot and let the calf suck and rope the calf off and milk her right there. I remember getting scared pretty near it to death. My mother had me holding the calf. She'd roped it off, you know, and I was holding it. And his mother was licking it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think the calf meant to butt me or anything about it, but he'd hauled off and butted me right square in the stomach and butted me back in the horse lock gate, and it just rattled and popped. And I said, you little devil, you, I wished you'd die.
Oh.
And about that, just as I said that calf fell.